ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
You're listening to GCN, the world leader in independent talk radio.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Jody Jordan.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates is warning North Korea not to do anything that threatens the U.S. or its allies. He says he doesn't consider the North's nuclear program to be a direct military threat to the U.S. so far. Ambassador Wendy Sherman was a former Clinton administration advisor on North Korean policy.
This particular moment is fundamentally different than other moments with North Korea. North Korea has always been belligerent. Their rhetoric is always bellicose. They really have only one reason for being in terms of the leadership, and that is the survival of the regime.
And Pakistan's official news agency says one of the campaign offices of President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad was attacked by gunmen who wounded three people. The attack happened a day after a bombing in a Shiite mosque in the same city that killed 25 people. This is IRN USA Radio News.
If you've been watching the news lately, you've been hearing a lot about the obstacles in our economy. If you'll listen for just a few seconds, I'll share the opportunities that this economic downturn is offering to those with the energy, courage, and know-how to take advantage of it. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. The 3-Step Plan helps people feel better, look better, and make more money. History has shown that our product line actually grows during an economic slowdown. Our newest product category actually grew 21% during the last 12 months, while most business categories were dropping like a rock. With the 3-Step Plan, you can help yourself and others develop another stream of income to survive and prosper in today's uncertain business climate. Don't wait for things to get worse. Check out the 3-Step Plan today. Go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-480-2102, 800-480-2102.
A judge's decision that could have Chrysler out of bankruptcy within weeks is now expected Monday. The judge says that's when he'll rule whether Fiat can buy much of the company. Chrysler fears some state pension and construction funds would appeal the ruling, jeopardizing the deal. Chrysler dealer owner Colleen McDonald says her objection is not just about the car maker's treatment of her dealerships.
If this can happen to me, a profitable business owner for 30 years, it can happen to anyone.
And a standing ovation for comedian Jay Leno as he began his final Tonight Show after 17 years. He says he wanted to thank all the people who made it possible, Michael Jackson, Monica Lewinsky, and Bill Clinton. Joliet Harger was lucky enough to get a ticket to the final taping.
This is history.
Conan O'Brien takes over the Tonight Show on Monday. Leno's moving to NBC's primetime schedule this fall. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
You could be financially independent and never have to worry about money again. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? This is Andy Willoughby speaking for the 3-Step Plan. The 3-Step Plan is a business system designed to help families start their own home-based business. If you like working with people with similar family values, you'll love the 3-Step Plan. Go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-879-5819. 800-879-5819.
Recording legend Phil Spector has been sentenced in Los Angeles to 19 years to life for the murder of actress Lana Clarkson. It happened more than 6 years ago. A prosecutor says the case shows that neither fame nor wealth will protect someone from prosecution. Here's Linda Deutsch.
Spector showed absolutely no reaction. He sat really stone still. He knew what was coming, so it was not a huge surprise.
A corruption investigation is heating up on Capitol Hill. Here's Ed Donahue.
Indiana Congressman Pete Visklosky says a grand jury wants documents from his office as well as from some employees and its campaign committees. The focus is on the now-defunct lobbying group PMA Group. It specialized in getting federal contracts for defense companies from Visklosky and others in a House subcommittee chaired by Pennsylvania's John Murtha. Records show Visklosky collected more than $1 million in campaign contributions from PMA's lobbyists and the companies the firm has represented since 1989. Murtha collected more than $2 million. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And more on Jay Leno's farewell. where Conan O'Brien says he's consistently being measured up against Jay Leno, and Leno tries to encourage him.
All I keep hearing over and over again, which is a compliment to this man, big shoes to fill. You got big shoes to fill. Big shoes over. But you have big shoes. Look, have big shoes. Those are big shoes.
I'm Jody Jordan for IRN USA Radio News.
Due to recent events related to the H1N1 virus, the Center for Disease Control has issued a public health emergency across the United States.
What can you do to prepare yourself from potential airborne threats?
Using patented technology developed for NASA, ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers sanitize and protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, salmonella, contaminants from chemtrails, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces.
With no filters to replace ever, you save money.
Prepare yourself today. Truthful answers to your questions and concerns can be found at ZeroFlu.com. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 1-888-766-6066. 1-888-766-6066. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Prepare yourself for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we are live. I'm not Alex Jones, I'm Jason Burma sitting in. And folks, if you missed the news this week, there's so much to discuss over at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv right now. We have made a big issue out of this EMT assault by a police officer. We're going to be playing that audio clip for you. Yes, that's right, an EMT assaulted by a police officer with a patient in the back. Yeah, it's not good enough you're an ambulance and you're escorting a woman who has heat stroke with her family to the hospital. Now the police can pull you over like thugs. They do more than threaten to arrest him. They really clearly assault him. And because of a state law, the scuffle stops for a moment. And, of course, no charges were brought against the EMT, who was trying to defuse the situation as best he could. Well, I turn on the TV on Friday night and I'm watching the national news. And what is on the national news? Oh, 72-year-old woman in Austin tasered. How lovely and delicious. We're going to be playing that clip coming up. Yeah, the big bad officer couldn't stop the woman, and lo and behold, we just can't have the dash cam. By the way, the dash cam not being made available in the EMT case either. And then on top of that, the police officer that pulled over this ambulance has priors of this. He pulled over an ambulance with a pregnant woman in it. And you're asking, well, Jason, how do you know all this stuff? We had the local CBS affiliate, I believe his name was Dave Jordan, on, who broke this story and is following it up. And not only that, the guy's got connections in the good old boy network. He's close to one of the town judges. They're not releasing the video because it's okay to assault EMT workers. It's okay to taser 72-year-old women. You know, outside of the police state news, it's really time to talk about this Sonia Sotomayor. Because, you know, the false right like Hannity and Limbaugh, oh, they'll tell you about the racist comment she made about being able to decide better than a white man. And let's just read that off the bat. And people are arguing, oh, this isn't really a racist comment. Well, let's read it and let's put it into context with who she is and what she stands for. I would hope that a wise Latina woman, with the richness of her experience, and she's glossing it over, everything gets glossed over and pampered, with the richness of her experiences, would more often than not reach a better conclusion than a white male who hasn't lived that life. Now again, you base your judgments by the content of someone's character, not the color of their skin. But here she's making it a racial issue. Then what the media won't tell you, what they won't talk about outside of Lou Dobbs, is that she is a council member for La Raza. She is a Bush 1 appointee in New York. and she is vehemently opposed to the Second Amendment. Let me explain. The woman actually penned a book called Deadly Obsession, The American Gun Culture, in which she states that the Second Amendment actually makes guns illegal. Let me repeat that, illegal for most U.S. citizens. How crazy is that? She says that, no, it makes it legal for military and other personnel. But guns have really been illegal for us for quite some time. This is the woman we want on the Supreme Court. This is the woman that's going to be here to usher in a North American Union. Amnesty for illegal aliens. It doesn't really matter. The Supreme Court is bought, sold, and paid for by the elites. And that is really apparent with their latest decision this Tuesday, 5-4, to basically rule out your Miranda rights. Jason, what are you talking about? I didn't hear about this on the mainstream media. My Miranda rights can't be gone. Well, in a way, they're not, but they are. In a way, they're not, but they are. Very Orwell. Let me read it right out of Reuters right here. Supreme Court rules police can initiate suspects' questioning. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled on Tuesday that police, under certain circumstances, remember, it's only certain circumstances, but the police will just lie like they always have when they want a confession out of somebody, only under certain circumstances, can initiate an interrogation of a suspect without the defendant's lawyer being present by a 5-4 vote. 5-4 always. Remember, it's always very close when they take away your civil liberties. It's never 9-0. It's never 7-2. It's never 6-3. It's 5-4 to give you that appearance. Oh, we were so close to saving our rights. So close to saving this country. By a 5-4 vote, the conservative majority overruled a 23-year-old Supreme Court decision that barred the police from initiating questioning after a defendant asserted the right to an attorney at an arraignment or similar proceeding. So right there, it tells you that they overturned the decision. Now, here's where it gets really Orwellian. The ruling was the latest in a recent string by conservative justices expanding the power of police to question suspects, but it does not change the landmark 1966 ruling barring the police from questioning a suspect who invoked their right to remain silent or have a lawyer present. But in the previous paragraph, it said it did just that. But then they say it's just under certain circumstances. Listen, it's under any circumstance they want if they want to put you behind bars, if they want to fine you. The police are always right. They are our authorities. They are our lords. They are our gods. That's why they're tasering 72-year-old women in Austin. Right here, folks. It's not somewhere else. It's not fairy tales and unicorns. It is right here. Here, they're tasering 72-year-old grandmas. Right here, where you eat and breathe. Okay? And with this Supreme Court decision, I mean, oh my God. What is it going to take for us to start kicking and screaming and saying, no, we do have a right to an attorney. We do still have our Bill of Rights and Constitution. No, the Second Amendment made it so I could own a firearm to protect me and my family and my persons and property and against a tyrannical government, which we can just see. If you don't have the blinders on, folks, it's right here. We had Barack Obama this week, I believe it was Friday morning, announce a new cybersecurity coordinator and a new office of bureaucracy in which they will kill and slay the internet. You had to know this was coming with Jay Rockefeller putting out the Cybersecurity Act, trying to get that bill through. Totally draconian, totally out of control, banning free speech on the web, going after operations like InfoWars and Prison Planet. You can guarantee it. And then they put out the Cyberbullying Act, which is even worse. And they piggyback it on this adult who, in poor taste, made a false MySpace account, started clowning on a young girl after she pretended to be a boy who liked her, and the girl ended up killing herself. Does something need to happen to that woman? Sure. But does free speech need to be taken away on the internet? Absolutely not. And now they have Hannah Montana. That's right, your kid's idol. You know, the songs you have to hear 136 times every day because your preteen is obsessed with them. This young girl, this movie star, this, you know, Disney accolade, is now saying, oh, I'm for the Cyberbullying Act. It's so mean when people call me fat online. And she can't even spell fat. She puts a little asterisk, a little star, has to be cute. A little smiley face. Oh, it's not funny, I'm sorry. I mean, am I the only one that has to come out and say, hey, we can't ban free speech on the internet because Miley Cyrus is being called fat by some loser? I mean, seriously. First of all, you're in the public eye. You have platinum-selling albums. You have $100 million movies, young girl. But the government loves her. They love that she's promoting this. They would love to take away your freedom or what's left of it on the internet. They've been trying to put into Internet 2, and let me explain what Internet 2 is going to mean for you. For quite some time, they've been promoting it, saying, oh, the old web is going to die. It can't handle the bandwidth. Cyber terrorists are everywhere. I had to hear Obama actually say that Russia snuck attacked Georgia again last summer, when that is the furthest from the truth. Let's go over it again for those that don't know what happened, that don't read the papers in page 13A in the back where they tell you what the real story is. The only mainline guy I know that came out and did tell the true story of this was Pat Buchanan. So what did happen there? Well, Georgia starts running all these drills on the South Ossetia border. Oh, here comes Israel. Here comes the United States. Here comes private forces. And then all of a sudden, Russia starts running drills on their end too, expecting that there might be a sneak attack present. Georgia then goes into South Ossetia, starts murdering people, and Russia comes in to stop it. And then Russia snuck attack. Then Saakashvili, the leader of Georgia, gives it away. I'm Glenn Beck when he says this is about a new world order, Glenn. Well, it sure is. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet, or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Have you ever noticed that celebrities are endorsing weight loss products and health aids? Do you think they endorse these products for free? I don't think so. I'm here to tell you, I'm not a celebrity, and Life Change Tea doesn't need one. Think about this. The product speaks for itself. What a concept. Our product works. You get healthy, and you'll lose weight. Summer's coming. Look and feel good. Order now. 928-308-0408. Write this down. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. It's easy. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You have nothing to lose but the excess around your, anyway. Life Change Tea. It speaks for itself. That's GetTheTea.com.
The people need an answer right now for you to bring the hemp back to America. Bring the hemp back to America. Bring the hemp back to America. Don't waste our time any longer. The people need an answer right now for you to bring the hemp back to America. Bring the hemp back to America.
This is brought to you by HempUSA.org, supplier of fine hemp products. Sponsoring the Genesis Communications Radio Network, the leader in alternative talk radio.
You're listening to GCN. The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
All right, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Berman sitting in, and we're going to go to your calls in just a moment. But first, I'm going to play, to start out, this 72-year-old woman on the local Fox affiliate here in Austin being tasered by an out-of-control cop. And the officer doesn't come on camera, but his representative does, another officer, and he says everything's fine, and it's okay to taser her grandma, and she was getting out of control. But again, they won't release the dash cam. Hit the clip.
72-year-old woman pulled over for speeding is tasered and then sent to jail. The arresting officer says she was threatening him and using profanity. The woman sat down with Fox 7's Carrie Bellicosa. She went out and spoke with her today. Carrie, standing by with more.
And Mike, the 72-year-old great-grandmother tells us she's never been to jail until she was pulled over for speeding in a work zone and found herself being tasered before she was handcuffed. Officers say they did all of this for a reason. 72-year-old Catherine Winkfine says she drives to Austin about twice a month to do her shopping. But on a Monday afternoon, a Travis County Constable deputy pulled her over on her way back to Granite Shoals.
Due to being a construction zone and workers being present, it was 45 and she was doing 60.
Winkfine admits she was speeding in the dangerous strip of Highway 71 and Bee Creek. But what happened next, the stories differ.
Explained to her to sign the tickets, no admission to guilt. She promised to appear to court. She didn't want to. She said, take me to jail.
That's when the officer says Winkfine exited her vehicle and did not cooperate.
She refused to get away from the side of the road, poured more toward the bar ditch. And that's when he asked her, well, ma'am, you're under arrest. You know, she'd use some profanity.
Constable McCain goes on to tell Fox 7 she also got violent. That's when the officer used a taser on her.
Here and here. Two places, Travis said. How does that feel? Unreal. It's like an electric shock.
A shock Winkfine believes she didn't deserve.
I wasn't argumentative. I was not combative, okay? All of this is a lie. Every bit of this is a lie. Pulled away from him. I did not.
The great-grandmother was taken to the Travis County Jail, where she was booked for resisting arrest and detention. She was released shortly after. Now she's hired attorneys to protect her rights.
Was it appropriate for your officer to use a taser?
Yes.
Yes, it's appropriate for me to tase a 72-year-old. What happened before tasers, police? I mean, was the 72-year-old woman so bad that you had to call backup and three other jackbooted thugs to come run up on her? She's 72, okay? If you had to put her arms behind her back and put her in cuffs, that's a whole different story from tasering her. Tasering a 72-year-old great-grandmother. I mean, can I reiterate this any better? I mean, out of control. And now we're going to play the EMS clip. We're going to go back to back for you. Well, see how out of control these cops are. I mean, it's not enough that a couple of weeks ago when I did this show, 3 or 4 weeks ago, we have to report on the fact that this young girl calls 911 for her father who had a brain aneurysm in the weeks before and started having a seizure. And what happens? The cop hangs up on her three times because she used a naughty word. Oh, she used the F word while my father was having a seizure that may have taken his life. And then on top of that, she goes, because the cop station's only a few blocks down, and she doesn't realize the jackass police officer that just hung up on her three separate times without even finding out what was going on is the one working there. So she goes there, and guess what she gets? Arrested! That's the country we live in. And now it's cops attacking EMTs and trying to arrest them for helping old women hit it.
Don't call, get involved.
Okay. That man telling you not to get involved, that's the guy that gets attacked in a moment. Continue. And the person taping this whole thing, getting the evidence, is the son of the woman that just cannot believe this is even happening.
I've been going hot over here to help
And right now, the driver has his head down. He can't believe he's being ridiculed by this jackboot thug officer. But he's going to give in. He's going to put his head down. Okay, I'm ready. Now, here's where it gets out of control, folks.
Do what your mama says.
Walks around.
You are under arrest.
You are under arrest.
You are under arrest. I'll get in there.
See, this guy's smart. He doesn't just go under arrest. He knows there's a state law against this. Right now, the cop's hands are just right around his throat, and he's choking him. Thank God this guy stood up for himself. Otherwise, he would have gone to jail, and this woman would have been unattended in the back of an EMS van. All right, I'm going to take some callers. But on the other side of the next break, we're really going to talk about this new cybersecurity coordinator, what that means for you, what Internet 2 is. Total slavery. I mean, worse than China, worse than what Australia is doing to censor the Internet. And this is going to be global. That's what they want. They want full control. Chris in Florida, you're on the line, sir.
Hey, isn't Sotomayor, isn't she a member of an organization that would just do anything for blacks, just give the shirt off their backs for blacks, La Raza?
Well, I would say that it's even worse than that. She's a council member of La Raza, and it's not to me that she would do, you know, things for black. La Raza means of the race, or I mean, for the race. I mean, this woman is somebody who is going to grant amnesty to everybody, who is going to bring in a North American union, who is obviously anti-gun, and La Raza is a racial organization. She, you know, this reverse racism nonsense, there's nothing reverse about it. People of all colors can be racists. And, you know, this woman, to me, with her statements and her council membership on La Raza, is an obvious racist, sir.
Well, I'm talking right. I'm talking about La Raza. They are very anti-black, anti-anybody who's a Hispanic or Aztlan or, you know, or ethnicity, and according to them. And it's just funny, you know, another anti-black move on Obama's part. But I'm talking about that paramedic. I saw that video, and in the story. The footage does not show the paramedic assaulting the trooper like the trooper claimed, and when the paramedic is under arrest, you can see he just becomes aware that, you know, he's dealing with a bully, not a peace officer, and he sees that the officer just senses fear, so he's trying to evoke more fear, and the paramedic points out how unnecessary it is to be restrained by the neck. He keeps saying, hello, hello, pointing at his neck like, I'm speaking here, and you don't need to do this, and, you know, just demonstrating how well restrained he was, but the other trooper, the backup officer, should have intervened, so he's also civilly liable for civil rights suit. But thanks very much for standing the good name of police.
All right, you got it, my friend. And, you know, again, it's not all cops, folks, but really, I mean, when 72-year-old women are being tasered and this one cop is completely out of control, because the other cop, you can tell, he can't believe that this guy is doing this. You know, he is not happy with his partner. But that's okay, because this guy's under internal investigation. He pulls over ambulances with pregnant women. Everything's just fine in this country, folks. Let's go to Ken in Dallas. Ken, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason, how's it going?
Good.
Hey, good to talk to you. I just haven't heard much on the radio lately about the chemtrail issue. I know Alex said he was going to do a film on that coming up. I don't know if he's talked about it.
Well, yeah, he's still working on it. Right now is Obama, too, right now. I mean, although the chemtrail one is coming up, and we're trying to get a hold of Rosalind Peterson and go out to California to get a good interview with her, right now the focus is the second Obama deception picture, Fall of the Republic. I believe I hear the bumper music, my friend. Listen, we'll come back to you on the other side. Take more calls and then get into what Obama's coming out party for Internet 2.0 and a cybersecurity, you know, office and coordinator really means. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Flash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors.
financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression. The world is on the brink of total meltdown. Unless you expect the government to bail you out, you must be able to grow your own healthy food. Newsflash. SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price. So you and your family have a long-term food solution. The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you
right now.
Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
The word catastrophe is defined as a sudden and widespread disaster. The only way to be truly ready is to prepare yourself now. The7store.net is here to make sure you are fully prepared in the event of any catastrophe. The7store.net carries high-quality storable MREs, storable and freeze-dried foods, survival gear, terror and pandemic kits, water storage, self-reliant items, and more, all with a low-price guarantee. We are ready to answer your questions and offer advice on preparedness, food storage, and more. See why The7store.net is one of the nation's most trusted emergency preparedness companies for home, business, and schools. Take the first responsible step in preparing for the next inevitable catastrophe by visiting the7store.net. That's the7store.net, or call 1-888-654-3447. That's 1-888-654-3447.
Hi, I'm Steve Shank. A wise man once said, if a dog ain't biting, dogs don't bite. This means most people don't really believe a disaster will hit them until it does. The ones who truly understand self-reliance are those who have experienced the devastation of a Midwest ice storm, tornadoes, floods, or the Southeast hurricane season. No matter where you live in our great country, fearless independence and safety means water, food, and an evacuation plan. Find eFoodsDirect.com on the internet. They have a two-month grab-and-go kit that provides more than three super meals a day for 2 months. The cost is about $5 a day. Call 800-409-5633. It will be tempting to eat these foods right now, but each one of us needs to keep one in the car and one next to the door just in case. Call 800-409-5633 or look on the web at eFoodsDirect.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show, and joining us now via telephone is Alex Jones. Alex, how are you?
That's right, driving down I-37, back from the beach with the family on the Texas coast. Jason, I appreciate you sitting in for me. How's my cell phone coming in?
It's coming in well, Alex.
Okay, I'm just going to make a quick point and get back to news and this whole declaring war on free speech globally. That's what this cybersecurity announcement is. Like the phony war on terror, phony war on drugs, war on illiteracy. There'll be more drugs, more terror, and more dumb people. Zero freedom on the internet. But look, the issue here is we know the police are bad in North Korea. We know the police are bad in communist China. We know the police are bad in Soviet Russia. We know police were the bad guys in communist Cuba today. We know the police were bad in Nazi Germany or Soviet Eastern Germany. We know the police are bad in Mexico. We know the police are bad in Guatemala. We know that tyranny comes to your door in a uniform historically. So those that go, don't bash the police, how dare you? Police are rarely upright and rarely good in history. It almost always turns into tyranny. Criminals take control of the government and abuse the police as their tools of oppression. We're trying to follow the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Now, Jason, you've been nice to the police on this. You haven't told 1/100th, because of the interest of time, what happened. It's on record now, and the police report, the state police report is up. It's what the EMPs, emergency medical technicians, and the paramedics originally said, and the police tried to lie and say, oh, the video doesn't show him assaulting the cop. That's where the cops had seen the video. The assault is when they're pushing him and choking him and grabbing his arm. He pulls his arm away once. So that's why they're saying they're going to charge the paramedic in the back of the car. So what happened is this ambulance wouldn't get out of the way of the police. They were trying to go around him in traffic. And the police now admit this. The EMTs couldn't. You know, they had their lights on with a lady who they thought was having a heart attack. It turned out she had heat exhaustion, which mimics heart attacks. She was an older woman, and her son was following her to the hospital. So they run up and start screaming at the EMTs. They turn their lights on, pull them over, and you see them yelling at the driver. And the guy puts his head down, grovels, you know, basically says, yes, I'm a slave. Yes, I live in the Soviet Union. Yes, I'm not supposed to, you know, supposed to ram other cars to get them out of the way. You're God. So he bows to the power trip of the police, you know, where they're taught, everybody must follow your orders. Well, there's a threat continuum of first orders, then tasers, then firearms to the head. You will kill old women if they don't follow orders. You will kill children. We are the Marine Corps of America. We rule the country for foreign banks. We rule. This is how Nazi Germany happens, and it has happened. And they're given the federal training that veterans and gun owners are terrorists. Just remember that. The police are being federalized. Burmese, am I coming in clear?
You are.
Okay, continuing here. So, it has now come out that what I originally said watching the tape 3 days ago, it is confirmed. What the tape originally showed, what the EMTs told our office, what we're scared to come on the show, what they told local news. And you interviewed, of course, local news stations in Oklahoma Friday, Thursday. So we've been all over this story. For those that don't, and this is a microcosm, not just of what the police did, but their response to all of this and the attempted cover-up. This ambulance in traffic wouldn't get out of the way because cars were across all lanes. The police car began to almost run in to the ambulance with lights on. The police drive on the shoulder around, go to their traffic call, and then chase down the ambulance minutes later, reportedly about 15 minutes later, basically almost running it off the road. The EMTs go out and say, what's the problem? The cops jump in their face, flip out. Now, it turns out this officer has some type of mental problem. He has been written up for going crazy on an ambulance before. He can't stand that they're God level like him. You see, this is government battling government. To him, they are below him on the God level dictatorship hierarchy. And I mean that when I say it. So he has this fetish, this obsession with ambulances and the fact that they don't get out of his way. Now, they're following state and federal law. They're not supposed to. They are above the godlike police. Yes, there is someone actually above you. No one's supposed to stop them when they're doing their job. So, when they've got their lights on. So, then the black officer in the back, who they haven't even seen, not the driver, he gets out and starts going to the back with equipment to help the woman that they believe is having a heart attack. Turned out later she collapsed from sunstroke, heat exhaustion, which mimics heart attack. Couldn't breathe. The cops run up and say, stop what you're doing. And he says, on the video, if you watch it, there's a lot of screaming in the background, but if you listen like 6-7 times like I've done, he is saying, look, I'm trying to do my job. And he's being pretty nice. He's going, well, I'm trying to do my job. Is this some kind of joke? You've already stopped us. Now I'm trying to help the woman in the back. And the cop says, you're under arrest. The guy says, I'm under arrest. I'm trying to help a woman here. You know, you're fine. You pulled us over, but I'm going to help her. But the control freak and the religion of control freakness, who's got a fetish for some kind of a weird obsession with ambulances, it's like a bird dog that gets mad because, you know, who chases cars or something. And, I mean, the guy's completely out of his mind, in my opinion. But again, he's been written up for this before. And so they start pushing and grabbing on him, and the EMT just pulls his arm back. Well, then they start choking him, and the EMT goes, wait a minute, these people are nuts. So he controls himself, goes into that place of control while they're choking him, and he's calmly going, you're choking me. You're choking me. What's wrong with you? And they're choking him, getting off on it, looking like total demonic lunatics, like a Nazi in a death camp shooting somebody in the back of the head. I mean, that's the same, you know, Jeffrey Dahmer type getting off on it. Crazy men. It's up on InfoWars.com, folks. Watch the cell phone video up close. I mean, they are on a power trip with their Marine Corps hats on and their drill sergeant hats. And then finally the cop choking him because the guy didn't resist. Realizes he looks like a complete lunatic and says, okay, I'm sorry, and pats him on the back and lets him leave. So at least the cop had a soul. But the point is, they're nuts. They're nuts. They're nuts. I mean, yeah, when I was 15 years old, I'd blow up and, you know, go off the handle at people and get in fights for no reason. You can't do that when you're 35 and a police officer with a firearm and going crazy on ambulances. But it's just like in Oakland where they shot the guy in the back on the ground in handcuffs. They lied and said he'd attacked police. They seized all the cell phone cameras, claimed that the subway video cameras had malfunctioned. But thank God a train was driving by and it stopped on the other side of the platform, videotaped that he didn't resist. He was on the ground in handcuffs when they executed him. Then the cop beats him up as the guy's dying. As he's in handcuffs, bleeding to death, the cop slams him around and kind of does like a guerrilla attack on him like an insane demon. Police, it happens everywhere. You've gone like North Korea and China and Germany. The Republic is falling. Offshore banks seized us. You've been told to act like thugs and that it's normal so they can help bring down America. Break the spell of tyranny. Stand with George Washington and liberty. Don't stand with the New World Order. Now get into cybersecurity and take calls, my friend. I'm listening to you on 590. Goes all the way down to the coast. And God bless you. I'll be back live tomorrow. Jason Burmes.
All right. Thank you so much, Alex. We're going to jump back to Ken in a moment. But when he talks about this, you have to see the video to really appreciate how insane this whole thing is. And like he said, this guy's done it before. He pulled over an ambulance with a pregnant woman in it. There is an internal investigation going on. I don't know why this cop hasn't lost his job without pay yet, but for some reason, with his internal connections, and this is according to the CBS affiliate journalist we had on Friday, he has connections to the local judge. So you don't think there are good old boy networks. You don't think the cops will cover for each other. You don't think they suppress videos when they shoot a guy. They do. It's on record. Open your eyes. All right. Back to Ken in Dallas. Ken, what's up? Yes, sir. Did he drop? All right, let's go to Rodney in Texas. Oh, we got him? Ken, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, are you there?
Yes.
That cop should definitely lose his job. I just don't understand how they can't control an older woman like that. I mean, what are they, wimps or something? If she did something wrong, they don't need to taser her, for God's sake.
But you could kill a woman. Anyway. Listen, we had that kid who was 16 years old, half retarded, jumps out of a car on a traffic stop last week, and he gets tasered, and he ends up dying, and the cops are lords, so nothing happens to them. That can be deadly force. Taser is the second-to-last option that a police officer should use. Go ahead, Ken.
And they just seem to be using it easier and easier. It's just getting worse. But
it's becoming more and more commonplace. Look, I'm going to have to hold you over yet again. We're going to continue to take callers, and we're really going to get into this cybersecurity on the other side. It's the Alex Jones Show, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If we could all see the germs that we encounter each day, we might have a different outlook on how we view our surroundings. In the past, you may not have put too much thought into it, but with the current health risks in the world today, it's impossible to ignore it. There is a solution, and it's called Hazerid. Hazerid utilizes a fogging device that disinfects, sanitizes, and protects against influenza, viruses, bacteria, allergen, mold, and more. It's tough on germs, but not on children and pets. You'll receive the fogger, liquid concentrate, enough to make up to 32 gallons of germ-killing power, three respirators, goggles, protective suit, and heavy-duty gloves. Order right now at Hazerid.com, and you'll receive double the order of liquid concentrate. Or call 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323. Or visit Hazerid.com. That's H-A-Z-A-R-I-D. Protect, prepare. Get your Hazerid today.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
877-394-6657. GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net. If you can't grow your own seeds, you're in trouble.
We may be headed for another Great Depression this summer of 2009. You need to grow your own food or you're in trouble. I sell non-GMO, heirloom, chemical-free seeds, and mine is the best deal around. You get 100 vegetable seed packets for the incredible price of $49. That's only 49 cents for each packet. Start your garden now. GetSeeds.net.
877-394-6657.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We are back. We're going to get heavy into cybersecurity in a moment. I mean, people have to realize the guy that they were setting up for this job, he was the chief of cybersecurity. There had not been a czar created, and there had not been an office created. That was all just announced this Friday. But the guy that they were going to give the job to resigned with a blunt letter to Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano. We're going to get into that big time coming up. Rod Beckstrom said, no, this is against the Constitution and Bill of Rights. I'm not going to spy on everybody. And they're already doing that. And that's why when Obama tells you at the end of his speech, don't worry, we're not going to surveil the American public. Everyone's going to have their privacy. You don't have your privacy right now. Everything you do on your internet and your cell phone right now, folks, is tracked, traced, and databased. I promise you that we're going to show you in a moment. All right, let's go back to Ken in Dallas so we can finally make his point. Go ahead, Ken. What's the point?
Hey, Jason.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I know you got another caller, so I'm going to try to make this real quick. I just had a little point about the chemtrails to think about. I've been studying it for about a year. And if you look at the globalists' own documents and the government patents, they say in them that they're putting reflectivity materials up there in the upper levels of the atmosphere to reflect the heat. And whether global warming is true or not, apparently they believe that it is true. They're putting it up there. And my idea kind of goes like this. George Bush comes into office, and he is against global warming. He says it doesn't exist, too, because he's got friends, the oil buddies, that are into it. So he has a private meeting with them, and they decide through NATO to spray all the nations to mitigate global warming.
You here's where I got to disagree with you, Ken. And I thank you for the call. Just because they admit, and they do admit, the Obama administration has come out and said, oh, to combat global warming, we may shoot pollutants into the upper atmosphere to reflect the sun's rays. That's not what it's for. Okay, it's not to combat global warming. Surely it is reflecting the sun's rays, giving us less vitamin D, less sunlight, the essence of life on all of Earth into our bodies. That's for sure. But then you look at what's in there, and it's aluminum oxide, it's barium, it's other heavy metals. Yes, it is, you know, I guess the ingredients, if you will, of what they use for weather modification. But just the fact that they won't tell you what it's really for, that it's part of some quote-unquote secret NASA program, and that, you know, the same things we hear from the CFR on this from the 90s into the 2000s into a report last year is exactly what this administration is now parroting, should let you know that this has nothing to do with global warming. This has to do with the illusion that you need to pay a carbon tax. Okay, and that's spinning out of control. Nancy Pelosi over in China just this week, let me read you the quote, and it was all about climate change because everybody on Earth has to do their part, and you're going to pay your carbon tax. And what do you think the emission standards mean? I had somebody call into my show on Thursday or Friday from Harley-Davidson saying, you know, every Harley-Davidson on the road is now street illegal. And it will cost literally, you know, thousands, if not tens of thousands, to fix that. And it's not cost effective for the bikes. So what are they going to do? Put Harley-Davidson and others out of business? It's out of control. Pelosi said, we have so much room for improvement. Every aspect of our lives must be subjugated to inventory. Meanwhile, in this speech, Barack Obama says that all of our medical records are going to be digitized. That's what this smart grid he talks about, this Satan grid, is for. It's to track, trace, and database us further, but really build the infrastructure so that human beings' eyes are on a lot more of this data. See, right now, they take it all, and we're going to represent that in a minute. It came out on Keith Olbermann. The court case, which is still being heard, is Hepting versus AT&T. Hepting versus AT&T. And he says, oh, don't worry, we're not going to track anything. They're already doing it. But now they're going to have people to actually go through and look at the information. See, before it would go through Promise software or Carnivore software, look for keywords and phrases and put you into certain categories. But they don't have the manpower to literally look and spy on everybody. But that's what they're trying to build. All right, let's go to Rodney in Texas. Rodney, you're online.
Yes, how you doing, Jason?
Good.
Yeah, you know, and this is kind of in harmony with what Alex called in about the control freakishness of the police officers.
Mm-hmm.
I was just looking at an article in the newspaper, and it was talking about the astronomical numbers of police officers who were actually killing each other via friendly fire. That's what they call it.
Mm-hmm.
And Alex had talked about this about 3 or 4 years ago, but I guess now it's just starting, you know, with the internet, you know, the exposure starting to make a lot of the newspapers,
mm-hmm.
Particularly in New York. I mean, they've had a rash of police officers kill their own buddies.
Well, that happens a lot in New York because there's an extent. Whenever you have a big city like New York or Los Angeles or, you know, even Austin, Texas, you're going to have a certain amount of corruption. And cops that think they are above the law, they're going to help with the drug running. They're going to help with the kickbacks. And when one lone cop says, hey, I'm going to blow the whistle, they blow the back of his head off.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, let me ask you this. And the Boston Herald newspaper, the mayor of Boston said no to the issuance of M16s to all the police officers there, and he's saying that he doesn't think it's a good idea, and I agree with him because of the officers can't control, you know, shooting their normal sidearms there. Why would you want to take and put an M16?
Meanwhile, many of them are already being outfitted in Boston in the subway stations, at the train stations. We had another caller this week complaining about that and saying he couldn't believe how much it had been militarized since he'd been to New York. Remember, he didn't have this right after 9/11 like we did in New York. It's been incremental, and he said, you know, it got worse and worse and worse, and now it's just unbelievable. It is literally cops in black uniforms with machine guns, automatic weapons. I thank you for the call, Rodney. And before I forget, about 3 hours ago, when I was driving down East Ben White Boulevard, there must have been some training exercise going down, but there were 6 Black Hawk helicopters riding pretty low. I mean, enough so not only did I notice them, but they were low enough where it was maybe 200-300 feet in the air. And I know, oh, it doesn't exist, Jason. They told me black helicopters don't exist. Then they admit to them. Now they just don't exist when I see them. See, they could be running a training exercise, and they do exist. But when I talk about them, black helicopters, they don't exist. I must have had some kind of schizophrenic paranoia trip when I was driving down the highway. But I'm sure if there was anybody out there today, remember, about 150, I saw these going right over 290, 71 there. You couldn't miss it. It was over before the Montopolis and Burleson Road exits. And it was just unbelievable to me. I'm thinking to myself, well, is this a military training exercise? I kept watching them as they went. It looked like they were lowering down and maybe circling. I don't know. But I'm just not comfortable with cops in black uniforms and automatic weapons and black helicopters, you know, flying around the area. It looks a little too much like the Eminem video mosh of a complete and total police state here at home for my liking. Let's go to Issa in New York City. Issa, you're on the line.
Yo, Burmese, we love you in New York City, man. Think you're the best thing to slice bread straight up. My girlfriend loves you more than AJ. I'm a big AJ fan now. And, yo, man, we just love you. I wanted to tell you a story. My friend was walking home with his girlfriend, didn't know he was a plain clothes. I guess I'll...
Issa, I want to take your call, but you're breaking up too much, man. It sounded like a good one. Talking about something with plainclothes officers, that's about all I could hear. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to play this other clip. Again, out of Austin, this making national news of this woman. Well, she just can't afford health insurance for her kids anymore. She's a realtor. Things aren't selling. She's living in one of her homes, one of the ones she's trying to sell. And she just had to give up the medical benefits for the children. Well, what happens? Don't worry. It's the government medical vans with funky colors on the outside to help. And this is where you're going to have your mobile vaccination center. This is where they're going to put your children on Ritalin. This is where they're going to really drug the masses as they can't pay for it. And they'll act like, oh, we're helping you. There'll be a big drive out there. You're going to want to go, just like you're going to want to go to the FEMA camps because they're going to have nice little play centers and a baseball field. And it's going to be a place where they give you food and rations and coddle you. Oh, so lovely. But it's disgusting and sick. That's what it is. It's getting Americans and the world to accept less and less. And, you know, we had this story last week. Lower CO2 emissions actually happening because of the bad economy. And that's a good thing. Mother Earth is safer now that the economy's bad. And that's what they want you to do. They want you to feel guilt. Feel guilt for driving a car, having a barbecue, owning a big home. You know, I mean, having children. That's a big one. Having children. They don't want you to have two or three or four kids. One-child policies in China are right up their alleys. They love it. They love it. And now that they're going to track and trace everything you do, it's going to be a lot easier for them to implement such policies. All right, so Rod Beckstrom, he resigns about 2 months ago, this is out of March 6th, as the cybersecurity chief. He was probably the guy that they were going to go to as the coordinator in this new organization. Let me read this. It's off MSNBC. In a blunt letter to Homeland Security, Secretary Janet Napolitano, Beckstrom complained about a shortage of money for the center and a clash over whether the National Security Agency should control cyber efforts. The role of the NSA in protecting domestic computer networks has triggered debate, particularly among privacy and civil liberties groups. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burma sitting in. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. 877.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
Red light camera at the MLK and I-35.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Jay Austin, it's 5 o'clock.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Mark Thomas. Cuba is accepting the latest overture from the Obama administration that could lead to improved relations between Washington and Havana. A State Department official says Cuba has agreed to resume talks on the legal immigration of Cubans to the United States, talks that were suspended during the George W. Bush administration. As the United States responds to North Korea's continued nuclear defiance, analysts warn that the case of two imprisoned American journalists may limit U.S. options. The two women are set to go to trial this week on charges that could land them in a North Korean labor camp. A South Korean professor says it leaves Washington with, quote, very little maneuvering room. As he arrives in Beijing for 2 days of talks with Chinese leaders, Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner isn't losing track of the status of General Motors and its possible bankruptcy filing tomorrow. Geithner has been in frequent contact with the head of the administration's auto task force and economic aide, Lawrence Summers, who's been providing updates on the weekend talks with GM. This is IRN USA Radio News.
Hello, my name is Michael Delosier. We live in West Georgia. I've been with Andy Willoughby's three-step plan for the past 3 months. I love that the Andy Willoughby's three-step plan has some credibility because I find that people are asking me, how can I get there? And I thought, wow, if all these people want to actually build a business and they're all coming in through Andy Willoughby's three-step plan, I thought, well, this is really great. I got to do it. And the Lord blessed it, and it's just been wonderful. With Andy Willoughby's three-step plan, I make a friend and a business partner. I want to build a business that can minister to my family and I can minister to others and have some flexibility to go on missions trips. It's just a great program. It's really been a blessing to me. It's been fun. It's brilliant. The way it's all put together is, especially with the credibility there, if you enjoy people and giving people an opportunity to change their life, then why wouldn't you like this?
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. Go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-480-2102. 800-480-2102.
Israel is training for possible war at a time of rising tensions with Iran. Soldiers, emergency crews, and civilians are taking part in the biggest civil defense drill in Israel's history. The five-day drill will include simulated rocket attacks on Israeli cities. Air raid sirens are to sound across the country on Tuesday, and for the first time, all Israeli civilians will simultaneously be required to practice taking cover. Israel believes Iran is developing nuclear weapons and has not ruled out a military strike. Iran says its nuclear program is peaceful. Israeli leaders have played down any connection between recent tensions and this week's exercise. Defense officials say the exercises are designed to implement lessons learned from the 2006 war with Hezbollah when thousands of rockets were fired at Israel. A Kansas doctor who was at the center of the nation's abortion debate has been shot and killed at church. Dr. George Tiller was gunned down as he walked into the Wichita church Sunday morning. Tiller was shot once before in 1993 outside his clinic by a pro-life advocate. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
With a word about Israel, here's best-selling author and Bible teacher Kay Arthur.
If you could only visit one country, one nation on the face of this earth, it should be Israel, because then you'll never be the same.
To start planning your trip to Israel today, call 1-888-77-ISRAEL or visit www.goisrael.com.
You'll never be the same.
The parents of a construction worker killed in a New York City crane collapse a year ago are traveling from Kosovo to mourn their son at the place where he died. Ramadan Kurzhang and Donald Leo were killed last May 30th when the top part of a 200-foot crane crashed down on a Manhattan residential neighborhood. The accident followed a March 15, 2008 crane collapse that killed seven people. Susan Carton is the Kurzhang attorney.
Ramadan was one of eight brothers and two sisters, a very large family. He was the only one that came to the United States. It was his dream. He came here in 2006, started working as a construction worker. He was in front of the, on the ground when this happened.
A Pakistan army official says the country is in control of the largest town in the Swat Valley, though some pockets of resistance remain. The military launched a major offensive targeting Taliban forces in the region a month ago. Major General Arthur Abbas says relief supplies have reached the area hardest hit by the fighting.
A team of 21 doctors with sufficient medicines have reached Mingora for re-establishing the civil hospital.
And one of John Travolta's co-stars says the actor is still struggling to cope with the loss of his son 6 months after the teen's death. This is actor Denzel Washington.
I talked with John two and a half weeks ago, needless to say, he's struggling.
I'm Jody Jordan for IRN USA Radio News.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Prepare yourself for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
We are back. Alex Jones taking some much-deserved time off. I am Jason Burma sitting in. We're talking cybersecurity as a coordinator and new agency is announced as they really try to deal the death blow to the free internet, what has really enriched our lives over the past 10 to 15 years. They want to kill. They want to cut its throat. They want to bleed it out. And they want to resurrect it in their image of a complete cashless society control grid, their smart grid, if you will. That's why the census workers are GPSing everybody's home in this country 40 feet to their doorstep. It's a reality. We need to own up to that. That's why he openly stated that all of your medical records will be digitized. That's why he invoked the threat of Al-Qaeda on the internet and the cyber attacks. That's why you're hearing all this hacker talk. That's why hacktivists and alternative media are in the new domestic extremism lexicons out of the DHS, which is being swallowed up and amalgamated into the National Security Agency. And to a large extent, it already had been. They just felt like they needed more and more bureaucracies so that they could suck you into the system. Okay, and now they're just announcing it's part of the national security apparatus. No kidding. All the while, they are indoctrinating the youth into City Year and AmeriCorps and I Am Change. Yeah, I'm going to be like Gandhi and Mother Teresa. But it'll be in a military formation and I'll wear a fascist jacket with the colors of red, white, and black. Give me a break. And again, the first cybersecurity chief just resigned a few months ago, with his concerns, particularly among privacy and civil liberty groups who oppose giving such control to U.S. spying agencies. However, intelligence officials argue that they must be involved in order to defend the country and its networks adequately. Folks, we're playing the clip right now, okay? They track, trace, and database everything you do with your cell phone and everything you do on the internet. That's every search you've ever done, every web page you've ever visited. And it's right here on Olbermann. And let me read you a little backup before we go to the clip, because the judges still have not even ruled on this yet. Okay? Let me repeat that. The judges still haven't even ruled on this. Well, when was it filed? January 2006. This was Hefting versus AT&T, a United States class action lawsuit by the Electronic Frontier Foundation against the telecommunications company AT&T. But AT&T is just the tip of the iceberg. It's basically every telecom company that's major in this country, more than 99% of them, in which EFF alleges that AT&T permitted and assisted the National Security Agency in unlawfully monitoring the communications of the United States, including AT&T customers, businesses, and third parties whose communications were routed through AT&T's network, as well as voice over IP telephone calls routed via the internet. So to an extent, all of your phone conversations, all of your text messages, and again, everything you've ever done on the net. The case is separate from, but related to, the NSA warrantless surveillance controversy, in which the federal government agency bypassed the courts to monitor U.S. phone calls without warrants. Hefting versus AT&T does not include the federal government as a party. Now, let me just say that the reason that this was thrown out initially and is now in appellate court is because the Bush administration illegally granted themselves retroactive immunity. Say it with me now. Retroactive immunity. That means you can't prosecute me for all the crimes I've done, and I made it into law because I'm your Lord God, the government. That's what they did. In July 2006, the United States District Court for the Northern District of California, in which the suit was filed, rejected a federal government motion to dismiss the case. The motion to dismiss, which invoked the state's secret privilege. See, they tried to get rid of it. They said, because of state secrets, this has to go. Had argued that any court review of the alleged partnership between the federal government and AT&T would harm national security. Let's just invoke national security. You want to be safe, don't you? Remember, Obama talked about security and prosperity in his speech. In fact, you want to see the whole speech. It's over at theinfowarrior.com right now with this clip we're about to play. The case was immediately appealed to the Ninth Circuit, where it has been argued and still awaits a decision. 3.5 years later, we are awaiting a decision on whether it is unconstitutional for the government to track, trace, and database everything we do. Are you out of your mind? Of course it's unconstitutional. Of course it needs to stop. But the government loves you, and they will just come out more and more for this, more outward with the Cybersecurity Act, with the Cyberbullying Act, with now a cybersecurity coordinator, a new bureaucracy. But remember, here it is right here. They're already doing it. They're already spying on you. Hit the clip.
To the Dirksen building in Washington tomorrow, the Senate Judiciary Committee will consider whether to protect some of America's most powerful corporate executives from the legal consequences of having spied on the rest of us in this country. On our third story tonight, an AT&T whistleblower today told members of Congress much more than that is at stake with the secret crimes that took place at room 641A of AT&T's Folsom Street facility in San Francisco and potentially at others across the country. Specifically, retired 22-year AT&T technician Mark Klein says that despite Mr. Bush's claims, the U.S. government used AT&T's cooperation to spy not only on overseas communications, but to vacuum up virtually all of America's use of the internet for years. Email, Googling, web surfing, you name it. Thanks to AT&T's secure rooms like 641A in San Francisco. Cisco, accessible only to those cleared by the NSA. Klein obtaining AT&T schematics showing how the company used splitters to send secure room 641A a duplicate of every fiber optic signal routed through its facilities. And involved not just AT&T customers, but virtually every internet and telecommunications company, and virtually all email and web traffic in the country. Without a warrant, without any mechanism for separating domestic from overseas, without separating suspect from citizen. We welcome now former AT&T technician Mark Klein, whose documentation and claims are now part of a class action lawsuit against AT&T, one of 38 telecom spy lawsuits. AT&T so far declining to comment on the specifics of these allegations. Mr. Klein, great thanks for speaking out tonight.
Thanks for inviting me.
The Senate is considering granting the telecom executives immunity. You lobbied Congress today not to do so. How come?
Well, if they give them immunity, it would probably shut down the lawsuit that I'm a witness for, and then the American people won't find out what's really going on. And so that's why I'm here, to stop immunity. Congress should let the judicial process go forward.
Two-parter here. First, can you explain to those of us who can use the Internet but would not be able to tell the difference between its physical form and, you know, a box full of guitar strings, exactly what happened in that secure room or secret room, 641A?
I don't know what goes on in the secret room because I didn't have security clearance. Mm-hmm. But I know what went on outside because my job, I worked in the Internet room. My job was to connect circuits into the splitter device, which was hardwired to the secret room. And effectively, the splitter copied the entire data stream of those Internet cables into the secret room. And we're talking about phone conversations, email, web browsing, everything that goes across the Internet. And that device, the splitters, is a dumb device. It doesn't do any selection at all.
Mm. And the follow-up to that, as you mentioned, you didn't have the security, the NSA clearance. So give us an idea how you know all this, in addition, obviously, to your expertise as a technician.
Well, as a technician, I had the engineering wiring documents, which told me how the splitter was wired to the secret room. And so I had to know that in order to do my job. And so I know that the whatever went across those cables was copied, and the entire data stream was copied into the secret room. The splitter device has no selective capability, just copies everything. And we're talking about domestic traffic as well as international traffic. And that's what got me upset to begin with.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Mr.
All Collins, right, let's pull the clip. I mean, it's pretty obvious what's going on. All right, and again, this has gone on for at least 3+ years. It's probably been going on long before that, folks. If you don't think that they have a mechanism out there to literally database everything you do, you're not paying attention. And now they want to regulate what websites you can go to, what you can visit, the information on those sites, what you can say. Don't hurt anybody's feelings. You'll be charged with cyberbullying. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, May 29, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $972.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,000.21, $500.11 for a half ounce, and $250.05 for the quarter ounce. That's $1,021, $511, and $250.05.
How is it that we, the people, grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes and servicing debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy.
Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
We are back live this final day of May talking cybersecurity. And, you know, Obama worked in all the slickest of tricks into his speech. Oh, it's to protect you from Al-Qaeda. Don't you remember when Russia attacked Georgia? It's going to be good, good when all the medical records are digitized and we have our smart grid. And don't worry, we would never spy on the American public. Meanwhile, they've been doing it through the past administration, and this administration is really just an extension of the Bush administration, making things much, much worse. The same agenda goes forward. Alex Jones on the line to discuss it with us. Alex?
Yes, yes, from San Antonio now, calling into my own show here. Jason Helma coming in via AT&T iPhone spy device, which they admit under 1996 telecommunications law is designed where they can listen to me without a warrant, even if my phone is off as an actual listening device, not just tapping my phone. How is my call coming in on my slave identification tracker system?
It's coming in rather well. AT&T provides the slaves with the best of service.
Okay, look. Just wanted to break, and it's always worse than even Jason says, and Jason, you're the best, but you know, you're just going off what they're saying now. I have been on the radio since 1996. Everybody heard me in 96 and 97, right here in Austin and all over the country, talking about the Telecommunications Act of 1996, okay, now 13 years ago. And that stated that federal law was $9 billion of funds to make the phone companies and the telecommunications internet by law everything recorded, everything tracked. Just like the Emergency Alert System of 1996 under an Emergency Preparedness Act, all radio, all TV, the final piece of device it wires through is a FEMA box that they can remote control by shortwave radio, which dials in with their audio broadcast and takes over broadcast. So, and all engineers listening know about this. So the Marshall Law Northcom grid, they set up back in the 90s. They didn't set Northcom up in 2002. They're out of Colorado Springs, Colorado. That is in control. And so they always say, we took your rights away after 9/11. Your first Bush said, I promise we're not listening without warrants. Then it came out they were. But they made it partisan, like Bush started it. The NSA, without warrants, has been listening to the American people since the 1947 National Security Act and really before that. But they designed the entire infrastructure with the federal grants to industry and under law where everything, you know, the joke of the World Wide Web that the shadow government set up was it was worldwide wiretap. You know, that was the worldwide wiretap. That was the big joke. And that's why it's called FedTech. It is, they call it a control grid. MIT brags. It is a control grid. And that's what they're saying with cybersecurity. French news agency today said what I was saying on the show last Friday was that this is a global military dominance system, not by the U.S. The U.S. is just a captured territory of the private banks. And so when they claim, oh, we just started spying on you without warrants to stop Al-Qaeda hitting you and hitting you hard. No, by law since 96, of course they had laws saying blacks weren't humans, the Native Americans should be killed, so you know, forget their fraudulent laws. Everything is a giant wiretap where they're finding out what we think, what we're doing, and they're now announcing they're spying on us to create a chilling effect to scare those of us that know what's going on and to further dumb down the fluoride, mercury head slaves. And so, yes, remember when they denied NSA and DARPA and they denied Echelon and, oh, Alex says they're listening to me. Oh, sure they are. And then now it's just mainstream news in everybody's face, but it's all for your own good. And Hannah Montana, the cartoon character, is out promoting the Cyberbullying Act that word for word says federal bans on free speech, anything the feds say that could hurt your feelings, federal felony charges. You go read the Cyberbullying Act being promoted on all the kids' TV shows. It's all happening. The end of America. And a lot of you are like, I don't care if they take my rights. I just want to watch football and act tough. Well, they're taking your rights so they can take your pension funds and take your liberties and freedoms so you can't resist and ever get the government back and bring the globalists to justice. This is a rear guard action so the social engineers of the New World Order can control society. Jason Burmis. And I'm going to be covering all this coming up on the show tomorrow, but I'm going to let you get back to breaking that down and covering the news. This is what the face scanning cameras on street corners are about, why you can't smile now when you get your driver's license, because it might mess up the face scanners because you're not normally smiling. That's a reverse. You're going through scanners, you can smile and fool them because they're meant for your straight face. That's what the heat resonance ID scans they've got all of us are for to track us. That's what the license plate readers are for. Pentagon design. But the Pentagon works for offshore banks now. We've been seized. Go ahead and laugh, listeners. The bankers will take everything you've got. They are eugenicists. Jason Burmis, take it over.
Yeah, they are taking everything they've got. And if you don't realize it, we're going to be playing a clip up in the next segment where this woman is now forced to take her children to the mobile medical vans. But it's okay, because they have fun colors and my children like them, and that's where we'll get our swine flu vaccines. Meanwhile, we finally have somebody coming out in mainstream media saying the swine flu fear is out of proportion. An infectious disease expert says fears about the spread of swine flu are out of proportion to the threat posed by the disease, and people who are not showing symptoms do not need to be quarantined. And this is out of ABC News. He's basically saying there's no need for quarantines. This is very mild. It's actually lighter than the regular flu. I don't know why they're hyping this up. There's no need to vaccinate yourself against it. And by the way, this week it comes out of the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota that if you take the regular flu vaccine, and let me hit you hard with this one, you take the regular flu vaccine, you are three times more likely to get the flu. Now, who in their right mind would stick themselves with a needle that they pay for to be three times more likely to get sick? And even in the article, the mainstream tries to peddle it like it's no big deal. It's not in the headline. Oh, it's a good thing. You still want to take your flu vaccine. These people make me ill. They seriously, really, really make me ill. And that Cyberbullying Act is H.R. 1966. And let me just read some of this. Cyberbullying can cause physical harm, including depression, negatively impact academic performance, safety, and the well-being of children in school. It's for the kids, the children. It can force children to change schools and in some cases lead to extreme violent behavior, including murder and suicide. Well, a lot of things can do that. Should we ban all those too? Hey, they're already banning dodgeball in a lot of school districts. That's how soft we are. That's how soft we've begun. That was like what I was looking forward to as a child when I was in school, the 30 minutes of recess to go play a little dodgeball. Maybe we'd be lucky enough to do so in gym class. But we don't want to build character anymore. We don't want our kids physically fit. That's why we feed them high fructose corn syrup cut with mercury. It's not bad enough. The high fructose corn syrup shows that it is the cause of most of the diabetes and, you know, health issues out there for young people. Let's just dumb them down a little bit with a heavy metal. That's a good idea. That sounds great. You know, let's take a call. Let's go to Rod in Oregon. Rod, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Hey, Jason. Hey, great job, buddy. I don't want to take you off your agenda, but I guess I came in a little later, but I had a comment about these highway pirates that continue to, beat people up. And I get the impression that most of these guys that are in this kind of a mindset grew up on violent video games and watching SWAT team movies.
Well, that is definitely a possibility, sir, and I thank you for the call. But, you know, violence, you know, that was around before video games. It was around before television. And are they using predictive programming? You bet they are. It's the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after this.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. tobenatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skin care, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit tobenatural.com. That's tobenatural.com.
Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
All right, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show, and in a moment we're going to go to this clip of this woman who's really lost her entire way of life. Homes aren't selling. She's in one of the homes she's trying to sell. She is forced to get rid of her medical insurance, but it's okay because now we have mobile vans, and they're not just for the poor anymore. They're for the middle class that's dying. We've got Alex Jones on the line. Alex?
Yeah, Jason, thanks for sitting in. But, you know, most talk show hosts don't like having to do their shows and can't wait to take off. Me, I've been calling in every day for Thursday and Friday. Today when you filled in, I appreciate it. But, you know, I forgot to make the most important point about the fact that since 1996, they have openly, by federal law, turned the entire phone company systems, the cybersecurity systems, the telecommunications hubs, the internet hubs, into giant snoop grids. The phone company isn't tapped. It is the tap. I forgot the key, though. Everything was surveilled completely. Everything recorded since 96. And notice it didn't protect us from the Al-Qaeda attack of 9/11, as PNAC and the vice president called for staged terror attacks, and NORAD stood down. Of course, we know that was an inside job, and now they're saying we've got to have cybersecurity and federalize and take everything over. But don't worry, we won't listen to you or track you. It's just to keep you safe from Al-Qaeda, the known CIA operatives who love to take the blame. So that was my point on that. And as for this poor woman in the mobile vans, they say in the FEMA camp bill, kind of like 2 years ago they legalized warrantless wiretapping decades after they set it up, they say the FEMA camps will be these medical centers, and they'll have mobile vans and mobile education, and that, you know, this will be the center of the community, your federalization. Now we have the new federal police, and now they're running checkpoints in Dallas and Denver and Boston and warrantless checkpoints. Again, warrantless checkpoints were in Nazi Germany. Police in black uniforms were in Nazi Germany. Police dogs. This isn't freedom, and it's not going to end any different. It's tyranny, people. This is a red alert. And I just hear there's so many pieces of evidence of this police state and how bad it is. But anyways, Burma's just finish up with a clip. And, you know, I guess it's normal. Having face scanning cameras and thumbprinting to buy and sell, and, you know, having to be biometrically scanned if you're a U.S. citizen to leave the U.S. now. Not just when you come in, but, you know, when you go to Europe, they face scan you and thumbprint you. But see, that they're under a global treaty, so they get you in the system that way. But now, when you come back in, this is slavery. Biometric scanners of your naked body at going into the airport, this is humiliation. What comes next? I'm telling you, folks, you think it's cute to be slaves. It's not cute. And let me tell you something, too, cops. I think it's fun to serve this system. You have destroyed the country's future, the politicians, the whorehouses that are the state houses of the feds. We are going down the tubes. And unless people rally and wake up and get angry, the New World Order scientific dictatorship is going to win. It's MIT, Pentagon designed. It's 4-0. We got to defeat it. Again, I'm like a junkie to get back on the air.
Alex, hold on. I want you to explain to people what Internet 2 is and what this cybersecurity coordination is going to be. It's literally going to be an Internet that is run by the government and big business and big universities. You will have subpages on their domain sites, and every time you get on the Internet, you will have to biometrically scan, folks. You will have to biometrically scan your thumbprint. Yeah, so that they know who you are. Forget about an IP address, okay? This will be your personal biometric data to get on the net. And unfortunately, we dropped Alex because I really wanted him to break down what this is. It is a control grid. It's a more open control grid than ever. They will deny you your website. They will deny you access to information. You think these guys like that WikiLeaks is publishing documentation that the Bilderberg Group are the ones that brought in the euro and the European Union and started talking about it over 50 years ago? You think they like that? They don't. I promise you they don't like that. All right, we're going to play this clip of this woman. This is a national news program, and this is out of Austin, Texas. Hit the clip.
You'd think Shauna Terry does pretty well. She drives a nice car, has a nice house.
It's a big house. Huh?
Trouble is, this house isn't hers. Shauna is a realtor here in Austin.
It's an upgrade so that you've got that tile look.
Desperate to unload any one of these high-end homes in the middle of a market bust.
And when a house doesn't sell, you don't get a paycheck.
Don't get a paycheck.
And this is 12.
With her six-figure annual income a distant memory, health insurance for this single mom and her two daughters has become a luxury they've decided to do without.
We weren't needing to go to the doctor, so it was like, all right, should we have insurance premiums or should we do food, you know? So unfortunately, we decided to kind of let that lapse.
So you rolled the dice.
I rolled the dice.
While Shauna was worrying about her daughters staying healthy, her youngest was worrying about her.
I worry a lot about her and what she's going through.
Does she know you worry a lot?
No, I don't really show it.
But 9-year-old Alyssa couldn't hide an ear infection last March. Shauna had no choice but to take a $100 trip to the doctor, plus antibiotics. When it came to the follow-up visit, she balked.
You waited out a little bit just to kind of see, you know, do I absolutely need to do this, you know?
Within weeks, Alyssa was sick again, this time with aches and a 104 fever.
Now it's starting getting worse.
Did you feel like you didn't want to go to the doctor?
No, I wanted to because I knew they would take care of me and get me better.
Was there any mom guilt?
Oh, yeah. Very big. You know, feel like you didn't do what you're supposed to be doing for your children.
That's when the school nurse told Shauna about this, the Children's Health Express van, a pediatrician's office on wheels with no insurance forms and no fees.
How's your ear feeling?
There are 37 more mobile medical clinics like this one in 15 states across the country. Originally intended to serve low-income, underprivileged children, these mobile medical units are seeing more parents like Shauna come in every day who've lost their insurance, lost their job, or both.
I didn't want to be looking like we were taking advantage of something that wasn't meant for us.
We say to them, we'll be your pediatrician until you're in a more stable situation.
The Medivans are provided by Children's Health Fund, co-founded by pediatrician and Columbia University professor Erwin Redlener.
When we have a situation like this recession, where we have a mounting up of barriers for families, it really increases the chances that children will slip through the cracks.
All right, let's pull the
one safety.
Yeah, we're just going to help you till you get back on your feet. Too bad the plan is that you're not going to be getting back on your feet and that we're going to just gut the middle class and socialize medicine altogether. That's what this police state is about. Did I say police state? I meant smart grid. Everything's going to get smarter as we digitize your phone records and Internet 2 comes in. Oh, we'll all be safe and healthy as we take the swine flu vaccine and worship the government. You know, and there's a ton of news that I haven't covered yet. I'm going to try to blitz through that right now and into the next segment. I was watching Bill Maher on Leno in the final week of Leno this week. And all of a sudden, Bill Maher starts going into this tirade about stem cells and the far right and how we should have stem cell research. Well, we really don't have any arguments with stem cell research anymore because they're not going to be using the fetuses of babies, Bill. I'm surprised that you're actually behind this. We've been reporting on stories in the past couple months that they are now making stem cells out of living skin tissue. They're furthering this even today. This is out of Reuters today. U.S. company finds safer way to make stem-like cells. U.S. researchers said on Thursday they had come up with the safest way yet to make stem-like cells using a patient's ordinary skin cells, this time by using pure human proteins. The team at Harvard University and Massachusetts-based Advanced Cell Technology, Inc., said their technique involves soaking cells in human proteins, then turn back the clock biologically, making the cells behave like powerful embryonic stem cells. Dr. Robert Lanza of Advanced Cell sees almost immediate commercial applications. After a few more flight tests, in order to assure everything is working properly, it should be ready for commercial use. So again, this issue of whether we should be doing stem cell research, it's here. It's there. Don't think they haven't already been doing this behind the scenes. I mean, we're being announced that they're making not only green glowing pigs, which again, pass the traits on to their children. Yes, that's right. They glow in the dark. But now we have green glowing monkeys that are having green glowing babies. And scientists out in Japan said they have cloned glow in the dark dogs as well. Bioengineering is a reality, folks. It's something we have to own up to and realize is going on right this second. It's the Alex Jones Show, back after this.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code iodine at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. 406-251-3270 today.
The word catastrophe is defined as a sudden and widespread disaster. The only way to be truly ready is to prepare yourself now. The7store.net is here to make sure you are fully prepared in the event of any catastrophe. The7store.net carries high-quality storable MREs, storable and freeze-dried foods, survival gear, terror and pandemic kits, water storage, self-reliant items, and more, all with a low-price guarantee. We are ready to answer your questions and offer advice on preparedness, food storage, and more. See why The7store.net is one of the nation's most trusted emergency preparedness companies for home, business, and schools. Take the first responsible step in preparing for the next inevitable catastrophe by visiting the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call 1-888-654-3447. That's 1-888-654-3447.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I want to hit up some other news, and then we're going to go to Chris, Mark, and others. In this final segment, it's the Alex Jones Show. I really wanted to report on this just because I don't know what to make of it. That's right, I don't know what to make of it. Iran defuses homemade bomb on plane. Security personnel defused a homemade bomb found on an aircraft during a domestic flight in Iran late Saturday. Iranian media said 2 days after a mosque bombing killed 25 people in the country's southeast. The incident occurred less than 2 weeks before the Islamic Republic holds a presidential election in which conservative incumbent Mahmoud Ahmadinejad faces a challenge from reformers. The enemies want to create a security threat environment before the country's presidential election and to create hopelessness among the people. The official IRNA news agency quoted Mahmoud Hassan Kazami, a commander in the elite Revolutionary Guard in charge of aviation security, as saying, the semi-official Fars news agency, it kind of goes off. The plot was unsuccessful due to the security forces' awareness, and those behind it were arrested. So I want to see where that goes. I haven't heard about it much in the Western media. Definitely worth looking into. Extra U.S. troops in Afghanistan by mid-July. That's right. You thought we were getting out of the war in the Middle East. That is a big joke. I mean, it is. It's a real sick joke. It's not very funny. But if you thought that Obama was going to get us out of the war, you were sadly mistaken. Remember back in 2006, the Democrats won Congress. They were going to save us. That's right. They were going to save us. Oh, Nancy Pelosi was going to come in with the rest of them. We were going to get out of the war. And then that didn't happen. Then Barack Obama came in. And he said, don't worry. We have a plan. I'm going to save you. We're going to get out of the war. Well, now they're sending even more troops into Afghanistan. It says 17,000 extra troops are being sent to fight a growing Taliban-led insurgency. Oh, we have new Taliban insurgents, more Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. We are so gullible, folks. Notice we're not hearing about the insurgents in Iraq anymore. Now they're in Afghanistan. It's made up. It's fairy tales. These insurgents are people who are sick of the military killing and raping their women. As the videos and photographs show at the detention centers in Guantanamo Bay and in Iraq, that's what's happening. Put the big boy pants on. Realize the truth. Remember, according to Barack Obama's official plan now, we're going to have combat troops in Iraq till the end of 2011, December 2011. But then when the combat troops leave, we're still going to have 50,000 non-combat troops there, which is a joke because there's no such thing as a non-combat troop. They're in the military. They have a weapon. Guess what? They can shoot somebody. They're a combat troop. And we'll be lucky if it's down to 50,000 by then. They want to expand this war. They want this Eurasian Union to accompany their European Union and their emerging North American Union for their new world order. It comes out of their mouth so frequently, I don't understand when I say it. It's made up. It doesn't exist. You're a tinfoil hat wearing conspiracy theorist, Jason. But when someone like Gordon Brown says it at the G20 on a global stage, yes, yes, oh, we love you, Gordon. Yes, yes. All right, let's go to some callers. Let's take Chris in Kentucky. Chris, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason, how you doing?
Good.
Thanks for taking my call. Here in Louisville, Kentucky, it's getting worse with this Kentucky Derby issue. I mean, we're seeing more and more military every year. Mm-hmm. And the news media propagands how safe the military and the police with the Louisville Police Department are just keeping it safe out here. And they just do these little show babes out on air saying, oh, isn't this wonderful? I just tell you, where is the minds of these people? They don't realize what they're getting into. And I want to also bring up something else about the cell phones. Mm-hmm. The cell phone tapping, Alex is absolutely right. If we go to war, look how many young people have cell phones. They're going to be tracked for a draft. They're going to be tracked everywhere and followed until you go to war. Don't they realize what's coming?
People are just blind, man. They think that their iPhone applications are the coolest thing in the world, so they're just ready to give it up, give it all up. But they don't understand that, listen, not only does it track and trace you, now a lot of local news agencies are picking up on the fact that if you turn your phone off, they can still tap into it and get the sound from it. So you're talking in a conversation. Your phone's not even on. It can be used to listen into what you're doing. You have to take the battery out. If we had more time, we would be playing one of those clips. I thank you for the call, Chris. Let's jump to Mark in Florida. Mark, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Jason?
Good.
Good. I just wanted to talk to Alex and you about this fella, Kevin Trudeau.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really very impressed with him at all. And I know that everybody has their freedom of speech, you know.
Well, what specifically do you think is wrong with Mr. Trudeau?
Well, all I know is that my wife went off her meds and she died and by next to her bed was one of his books.
Now, what was your what was the condition of your wife?
What?
What was the condition of your wife? In other words, what was she taking meds for?
She was real sick, and she was on a bunch of meds that we had put her on, and they were making her really sick and made her feel really bad.
Mm-hmm.
And she just felt like she had to go, you know, I think that was the impetus.
So what was the underlying condition that this woman had that she was on all these medications, sir?
Well, she had, that's another story. It might take a little while, but she had pulmonary hypertension.
Mm-hmm.
She'd never smoked a cigarette in her life.
Mm-hmm.
But she had autoimmune disorders, which may have stemmed from Henry Kissinger making sure that her class in college got injections with a particular flu type of vaccine.
Well, there's no doubt that Kissinger is one of their lead eugenicists, one of the guys that really puts it on paper, a huge think tanker for the elite, if you will, and I thank you for the call. But, you know, I've read the Natural Cures book, not the whole thing, but now that it's in the office, I've been going through it, and it really does have some of the simplest, best ways for you to stay healthy. Now, I'm not a doctor. I don't know what your wife's conditions were. I don't know what pills she was on, what kind of medications. I'm not anti every kind of medication out there. However, when you put your kids on Ritalin, what are you thinking? I had to watch this commercial for Ambien CR yet again last night, where literally for 45 seconds they talked about the side effects of suicide and depression and, you know, you may be sleep driving and paranoia, all these crazy things, and they could only pitch the drug for 15 seconds. So, you know, the modern day pharmaceutical industry, in my eyes, are no angels. And, you know, whether Trudeau is or not, I really do like some of his information. And I don't know if you can necessarily blame Kevin Trudeau for your wife's death, sir. But again, you're entitled to your opinion. We thank you for the call. Let's go to Rob in British Columbia. Rob, you're on the line.
Yeah, hey, Jason, how are you?
Good.
Listen, I woke up probably about 4 years ago to all of this, and thanks to you and Alex and everything, it's all starting to make a lot of sense. My father's in finance, and those people in that generation still don't get it. They still deny all this is going on. But I see the Canadian dollar really rallying right now, and against the U.S. dollar, which is finally showing that the U.S. dollar is fiat currency. It's got nothing behind it.
What's the rate right now? What's the exchange rate?
Well, it's about 90 cents, Canadian to the U.S. So, you know, Canadians, we're doing really well, but our finance minister is saying he's really worried about it and everyone's worried about it. You know, I send money out of the country all the time and it's good for me, but this is really going to show, I think, you know, your dollar is going to collapse really soon. This is the Amero coming in. The one thing is I read about, it's going to take a while to get enough currency in circulation to cover America, Canada, and Mexico.
Well, I agree, but I think with a collapse, it's going to be a lot easier for them to bring in, I would say, international law and really take away the sovereignty of the United States again, amalgamate our laws with that of Canada and Mexico, and it's already happened to a certain extent with the passage of NAFTA and CAFTA. But with this new judge, Sotomayor, I mean, she's totally pro-North American Union, totally pro-SPP. You can tell by her positions in La Raza, you can tell by her statements, and you can tell that she's a team player because she's so anti-gun. And I think she's going to put a nice face on this for the American people. And, you know, a lot of people are talking about this imminent crash of the dollar. I mean, we had Lindsey Williams on about 2 or 3 months ago. He said it was going to happen in about 2 months. I don't think it's been quite 3 months since I've had Lindsey, so he may be spot on the timing. We had Bob Chapman on the program on Friday, and he expects the complete collapse of the dollar in the next 4 to 5 months. Well, I don't know if this is true, but I do know that gold and silver are booming right now, especially gold. And, you know, precious metals are the way to go if you actually want to have inherent wealth. In other words, you want to get past this. You want to have something that's worth an actual value after they crash the dollar. You want to be able to get out of the country. You want to be able to feed your family. Now's the time to invest in gold and silver. MidasResources.com. You got anything else for me, Rob?
The fact that, you know, even if this, the Amero does come in, everyone's talking now about going past it to the whole cashless society. I mean, we might not even need to have the Amero. It's just going to be, you know, everyone's got to take their cell phone. They buy everything that way and you're completely tracked. So I agree with that. One thing I'm going to add is I got property in Panama. When the shit hits the fan, I'm out of here.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
You know, folks, the bottom line is right now, the economy is going to hell in a handbasket, and they can call it a recession. Folks have already been on TV saying this is the worst economic depression since the Great Depression back in the late 20s. And that is the truth, and it's only going to get worse. You ain't seen nothing yet, and that's why they built this infrastructure with the Give Act. That's why City Year is out
ready to pledge on September 11th to join us because we want change. Join Gandhi. Join Mother Teresa. Join Lord Obama. We shall make the world a better place. The new world order, that is. It's the Alex Jones Show. Back tomorrow, 11 to 3, over at Infowars.com.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sure. You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.